Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans. I don't know about you, but I'm in my feels. That episode had me so happy, but also sad because I'm sad that it's over and we'll have to wait an entire year for another season, but we cannot wait to discuss it. In the words of Oliver Grayson, never walk away from love, never wear white after Labor Day, and never walk away from love. And don't walk away right now. We're breaking it down in 1 second.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You! And in this case, it's gotta be Richard! Oh my gosh. Guys, I was elated and happy and smiley and excited and ecstatic about this episode, and I can't wait to break it down.
I am so excited. Like, I can't.
Right, we were all screaming.
We were screaming, yes.
Oh my gosh, I hope you guys were just as excited as we were. But before we get into it, I'm your host, Allie Nasta, and to the left of me, I've got Carla Beltran. What's going on?
Hey guys, what's up?
And Krista Flungy.
Hey guys.
Well, overall thoughts.
You guys. I've been faithful to this relationship.
You have. From the very beginning.
From the beginning. And I can't express how happy I am with, like, the season finale of Richard and Sutton being together.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, the favorite. Like, that's the best part.
I mean, it was just, like, any great romance movie.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was just, like, sometimes, obviously, we'll get into it. But, yeah, sorry. Krista, what were your thoughts?
I loved that part, the Richard and Sutton part. But I also... I was like, they're going to tie everything up in a nice little bow, but obviously they weren't because they're filming season 3, and then we don't know what's going on with Jane and who she chooses. So we still don't know that. So now I got to wait a whole year.
A couple little cliffhangers. Never hurt nobody.
No, that's true.
Well, let's jump off talking about Kat really quick and her whole relationship with Adina. Can I just talk to you guys about a frustration I have?
Please.
It is the fact that they said, not they, Adina said, I love you, and then we never heard it again. Why?
I told you it was too rushed. It wasn't the right moment.
Well, but that, and also maybe because Kat never said it back, and then we didn't have...
Yeah.
And then they went in their open relationship.
So I think Adina's like, oh, never mind. I don't love you. I can't.
But that's the weird
maybe
part,
maybe she's
though.
Waiting for Kat to be like... I love you too, but you think the best time for Kat to say that would have been when she realized after that separation that,
like, I want to be with you.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, I think, one of the weird situations here is that Adina was the one from the get-go kind of putting all of her eggs in this basket, saying I love you, really going out on a whim to make this relationship work, or so it seemed. And then in this episode, we see that really Adina wants out almost.
Yeah.
And she's kind of... I don't even know if she wants out, but it seems like there's something missing, just like Kat had noticed.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, I don't know, so maybe that's partly why Adina's all not in her head with her art and everything, too. Maybe she's, like, worried about Kat and how Kat isn't opening up as much as she should. And well, I don't know, there's a lot going on with them.
I feel like we should also keep in mind that Adina has been fighting this, like, battle where she doesn't know if she was going to be staying in New York City.
Yeah.
So she, I feel like she also didn't have the freedom to feel comfortable in a city where she didn't know she was going to actually be have the ability to stay.
That's a good
so
point.
I think that it's not only, like, Kat and everything that's going on with Kat, but also, like, Adina and where she's at, you know, like, she's at a place where she wants to be there, but she doesn't know if she can stay. She's not working because she can't really work legally, so she has to be living with Kat, so she doesn't really have the freedom. Like, I think it's nice when you start a relationship and you guys don't live together, because it's nice when you guys go on dates and see each other again. And for Kat and Adina, I feel like they've been Kadena since the beginning,
yeah.
And we actually haven't been able to see them as, like, Kat and Adina.
They didn't have, like, that first initial stage that every relationship should have where they're like, you know, there's a little bit of distance and time apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no time for them to miss each other because she's there 24/7.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, with her not actually knowing if she can stay, she also doesn't have a place to call her own. She just kind of moved into Kat's already established home, so... That would also be like, oh.
Yeah, and they kind of, I mean, moving in together is a huge step. And they kind of just jumped right over that hurdle and got right into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, nothing wrong with that, to each their own. But maybe that could be why they are kind of struggling right now. But it is.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's hard to see because we've been a Kadena fan. We've seen this slow, this degrade down, this slippery slope that they've both been on, and it hasn't looked good. And we kind of see that it leaves them with their hands up in the air, not knowing where they stand in a way.
Yeah.
We can leave this for predictions, but I want you to think about it. Like, where do you think Kat and Adina are going to end up? Do you think they'll end up together? Do you think that they are going to figure it all out or not? Because I can imagine them being friends.
Yeah.
That's maybe just answer it now.
I don't know. Just answer it now. I don't know. I don't see them working this out. I think this might be the one time that Kat doesn't get her way. Mm-hmm. But then again, Kat always gets her way. So maybe they do figure it out in the end. Because we haven't really seen her not do what she, you know. It always ends up in her favor. So I don't know. Maybe they both decide, or maybe she finally tells her she loves her and Adina's like, I'm just not there with you anymore. I need to, like, do my own thing in New York. And I think the place to start would be separate apartments.
Yeah. And then, I can imagine them, though, like, still living together, but then doing this awkward dance of being friends, but not being friends.
I just think, like, it's going to be a lot different now that we know that Adina was approved for her visa.
Right.
I think that now that she's been approved, it's less stressful because Adina can come and go as she pleases whenever she wants. Mm-hmm. So, like, she was mentioning how she traveled with Coco. So, she, at the end, if she's living with, like, Kat and she's not feeling it, she can go travel to wherever she wants, you know, and go get inspiration from Italy, go to Spain, or go to other places in the States where she can freely go to. And I think that that's maybe what's going to help her kind of.
Question for you guys. I started thinking, but then obviously Kat kind of cleared this up, because the more space they've spent away from each other, Adina's had some, you know, creative juices flowing. My question is, did you think that she was lying about being at the studio and, like, doing other things? Or do you think she really was at the studio, like, when she said she was?
I wasn't until you said that, but I think when I first heard it, I was like, oh, maybe she just was embarrassed because she wasn't coming up with anything she was proud of, so she didn't want to talk about it. But
totally.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, because it did sound like she had a block.
Yeah.
I think she was at the studio.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like she was at the studio, but also, like, she feels like, well, I haven't had been creative either, so she can't just tell Kat, like, you know?
Right. And I think it was my initial reaction.
It is a possibility.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's lying. But then after hearing her say, I didn't have any creative juices flow until we got that freedom, and then that's when she started talking to the studio a lot. I was like, oh, okay, then I'm probably wrong, and I'm just overthinking things. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be crazy how they work this one out. I'm really interested to see. But one thing I really wanted to talk about quick is Kat's, you know, fast proposal of this FOMO party. I love how they just have, like, one distinct look. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Before we move on to the FOMO party, I want to talk, like, one last thing between, like, Kadena. Okay. Did you guys think it was okay that Kat met up with Coco?
Oh, great point.
Yeah.
You know,
I get it
because it's like she was trying to do a good thing, but, like, also I would never go behind my significant other's back. I would talk to them first and try to figure out, you know, how can we get you back? Because had she just gone to Adina and been like, hey, like, I'm really concerned about you. I don't want you to be blackballed from, you know, putting your art out there if that's something that means a lot to you. And then she would have just been like, no, it's because I don't have work. You know, it just is a simple conversation. I feel like the other way is one way too strenuous of a thing to do. Also, it does make your other partner not trust you. That, like, that really tears the strand of trust that you have with them.
And it made her look bad to Coco, who was like, don't you know anything about Adina?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. She should have went to her first and given Adina the opportunity to be like, you know, this is what's going on with me.
Totally.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I personally just thought that the whole situation itself was wrong because, like, why would you go have coffee or ask your, like, significant other's partner to go have coffee with you? Like, their ex-partner.
Right.
Like, what are you guys going to talk about? Like, about how this person is or, like, what's going on? Like, where do you see this going once you're sitting down having coffee with them? You know, I just thought it was, like, very disrespectful towards, like, their previous relationship.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I thought that that was a little too... But, like, we know Kat always will find a way to figure out a scenario or something. So this was her way of really controlling the situation. But in this controlling part, it was a little too much for me. Yeah. I think that stepped over the line.
I think so, too.
But great point. I'm glad you brought that one up. But I will, really quick, before we switch over into Jane's storyline this episode, I want to talk about the FOMO party because that was actually a great idea.
Because everybody, it really was.
If you think about it, if there's, you know, a party in Fashion Week and then everybody's talking, like, about going and then they're like, oh, but my phone, like, I can't have my phone. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it'd just be word of mouth. You wouldn't get to see anything, and you'd be like, what?
Mm-hmm. And then if you heard it was good, then of course it's going to be good because there's no pictures to prove it besides, like, professional photographers, which makes it look even better. So I thought it was brilliant. Cool.
I liked it. I thought it was awesome.
But do you think that this, you know how I made a prediction last episode about how Kat could start taking over, especially because Jacqueline is getting replaced as the digital head of editorial. Do you think that this was kind of a foreshadowing of Kat maybe not taking that role, but really getting...
Taking on a
bigger responsibility in this world?
Definitely. That could be it. I definitely didn't think about that, but I would like that. Honestly, I love Jacqueline, but if Jacqueline were to be replaced by Kat, like, I wouldn't mind it.
I think it's going to be... Yeah, I think definitely now that they see all the hype, I think this party is going to do really well, and I think the board's going to... not put any of that on Jacqueline, and they're going to they're going to have to look at who actually did it, which was...
We need to get into this Jacqueline Cleo situation in a second.
Yeah, no, yes, that was... Please. I just think it's going to go on to Kat. So.
Definitely. I think that even if they split up Jacqueline's responsibilities, and it's not, like, a head of editorial anymore, it's, like a head of digital, and then, like, the, I don't know, the multimedia that they have.
Even if it's, like, temporary, they, like, find a replacement, I definitely think she'll get more responsibilities.
Yeah, she'll have more responsibilities, probably more topics to talk about on digital, but also, you know, it has a lot of different content and things to talk about is us, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help your AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So just go ahead and hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and then check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments below, and we will thank you on air. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do that this season, but we can next season. And then for now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. And while you're giving us that thumbs up on YouTube, please head over to our podcast on iTunes Podcast and give us a 5-star. Yes. Let us know what you want to see for next season, or just let us know what you think in general, because we love you guys. We're so thankful to be able to bring this to you every week. We have a blast doing it.
And we do.
We just appreciate you guys for watching. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are amazing. But someone who's not amazing is Cleo. She sketches me out. And I almost thought, when I was seeing Cleo talk to Jacqueline about they want to replace you, I almost thought this was like a stigma to get in her head. I didn't think it was actually, like, I thought, because remember we've said she's kind of a snake. I didn't think it was real. Did you?
I didn't think it was... Okay, yes. I thought it was real, but I think it's because she's the one that's talking to the board, putting these things in her, in, like, their head. Yeah. So, like, I knew it was real, but I didn't fear for it.
Got it.
I thought she was gunning for her the whole time. I just didn't like her.
Well, she is, from the beginning. So that's why... The first episode that she came on, we didn't like her.
Yeah, and for good reason.
Right. Yeah. But it's just, like, how and why would you want to replace her, you know? Because obviously if she is having the help to make digital better, like, she's an editor-in-chief. She has, as being an editor-in-chief, you need to have that experience, and you need to have the knowledge of that vast, you know, I don't even know what to say, because it's just, she needs to be I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
Like the head honcho.
Honcho.
But, like, I think it's because they both have very different views of what Scarlett should be.
Yeah.
Because, like, when Cleo first came in and she had, like, the meeting with her, she was, like, telling her about the colors and, like, what, like, one of the articles was about. And I think the article, like, during the time that she came in is when they were highlighting for people to, like, just love their body and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, like, this does this one look good? Does this one look good? And she was like, well, no, like, we are a magazine for everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. So totally. I think, like, that's why Cleo definitely doesn't like the way that Scarlett looks because of the way that Jacqueline is making it look, so.
I just hate it.
I do, too.
Cleo needs to go. And I just, like, if Jacqueline actually has to leave, like, I will be so sad. And I just don't I don't think it would be for good, but I don't know. But yeah. It just makes me
feel like
sad.
Jacqueline gives me all the advice that I need to listen to.
Oh, my gosh,
like,
yes.
All the employees would be so sad.
Yeah.
There would literally be, I feel like it would be just a really sad day.
Morale would just go out the window.
And yeah. I feel like there wouldn't be as much spark in the room if she wasn't there. And also, her hair is on point. I always look at how beautifully placed it is.
Like how long does that take?
Right? Like, it's so perfect and just pristine and amazing. She's just awesome. So I hope that this is a storyline that's just going to be maybe dragged out. And I just feel like they can't really bring her down that easy because she's been there for so long.
Yeah.
So she's definitely not going to go down without a fight.
No.
And we saw that in her posting Jane's article about the, getting insurance to be able to freeze your eggs, which should be something, especially of all the things that Jane listed that men have on their insurance policy, which is crazy. Which also brings up the issue that we're having with Ben and Pinstripe. All right. First of all, we've been waiting for this exact confession for a long time, which is that Pinstripe is 100% in like, maybe even love with Jane.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys. It was a true moment.
But I'm just...
it was, but it's just an annoying moment because that always happens. She's, like,
it
happy.
Yes.
She's with a really great guy
that
loves
her.
And I get it. Like, she should have been with Pinstripe to start with, but he wasn't ready. And now he sees her with someone else, and he's like,
I'm ready now.
But that's so annoying.
Typical
guy. Okay, it's always when you're happy, you're completely content in your life, and you're just on cloud nine. And then they come in, and they're like, by the way,
I missed you.
Like, no. I'm happy, and I have a great guy that wants to be a domestic partner with me.
Yeah, because it's like their dominance thing. They're like, she's with someone else, I can have that.
Yeah. And which also made me realize, has he really been stalking her? When he said that in the elevator, I really think he's been riding the elevator up and down and, like,
hanging out.
Like, I think he's been doing that to just, like, run into her. Like, he's made a purpose to, like, make himself present.
He's like, I knew you'd come in here. It's been about 15 minutes since the last hour.
I've been riding up and down, waiting for you to come. So basically we have Pinstripe that's offering to pay for her eggs from his book. And then we also have Ben that's willing to become a domestic partner.
Okay, money, domestic partner.
I'm sorry. No, but the fact that she has both of these people show up and are like, I will help.
Right, and they're like wanting to support her decision and doing
this.
Which
is awesome, but, you know, how? You had two guys fighting over you, both offering to, like,
help
fund
you.
Your...
I mean, hey, you know?
It's
great.
Yeah.
But it just brings us to one sad, terrible answer, which is who will be the one that Jane chooses?
You know what, guys? At this point, I don't really mind who she chooses because I love that she didn't choose who she was going to be with at the end of the season because at least I know that they're both going to be back next season.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we have a little bit longer to see Luca.
Yeah,
on
I also really like how they did the whole she wants to be her own Prince Charming because that, you know, she wasn't making the decision on, you know, okay, I can either be in a domestic partnership and use his insurance or, like, I can just have Pinstripe pay for them. So I like that she was like, I'm trying to, you know, pick on my own terms and, like, solve the egg thing on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully she can make that decision based on truly who she wants to be with.
Right.
Yeah.
So when Kat asked her the question of, you know, when you have news, great news that you want to tell somebody, who is it?
Which I love that question.
It is.
That's so true. That's like such an easy way to be like, who do you want to be with?
And then it's like, boom, got my answer.
Yeah,
so who do you think it was?
Pinstripe. Yeah.
It's 100% Pinstripe.
I feel like she always calls Pinstripe whenever something happens to her.
Although
she didn't call Pinstripe about, like, the fertility thing.
No, but she told Ben and didn't like the way he responded appropriately for her. So then she was like, Pinstripe, where you at?
Yeah. But also, I have a feeling that she's going to think it's Ben. And then this is how they're going to get them in the storyline a little longer. I think she's going to think it's Ben. And then it's going to eventually, she's gonna be like, whoa, what am I thinking? I'm in love with Pinstripe. And then she's going to end up breaking Ben's heart.
I think she's gonna break his heart
and then it's gonna be Pinstripe in the picture.
Guys, it's Joy and Move. I have to say
yes. Sorry for a second. I know you're there and I just was like
who's it with us right now.
I think you guys are both wrong, all of you, because she smiled, and right, the whole episode was about being your own, like, independent woman and whatnot.
Oh,
who does she always want to go? First person she calls. Who are the pool?
Her friends.
Oh my gosh, her friends.
She's gonna choose herself and her girls.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, nobody. Julia, you're genius.
Damn, that's right.
That was so good.
Maybe she's gonna just be her own person for a bit,
so and then she's gonna break up,
and then she picks Pinstripe down the line. Maybe she does her.
She's gonna, maybe she does her. But at the same time, I feel like she really likes Ben and Pinstripe. So, like, I feel like it'd be silly.
She doesn't like them that much. She's always like, Ben will kiss her, and then she'll be like, like the partnership thing. She wasn't super sold on.
Well, that is a little.
Now that you say that, I think she's probably gonna, first of all, out of respect for Ben, that'd be her best decision to be like, I'm gonna do me
for a
second, because, like, whoa.
That's moving a little too bad. Pump the brakes. You just asked me to be your girlfriend.
So maybe she's just gonna, like, do her own thing, but then I think she has to end up with Pinstripe for a little bit, right? Or maybe we don't get that lucky to see it that soon.
Maybe she'll just, like, end it and then now be here and thinking, there with Pinstripe and not actually be with Pinstripe.
Juliet, that's smart.
Yeah, now I'm all...
Now I don't even know. Wait, if she had to end up with a guy and she had to choose, who do you think she would choose?
Someone new.
What? Oh, gosh, it's too complicated. Pinstripe's definitely not leaving the storyline, though.
No,
I don't think he's leaving anytime soon. Interesting. Man, now all my thoughts are all over the place. Jeez.
Let's wrap.
Well, you guys be the judge. Let me know what you think in the comments below, because now I'm very, very curious. Oh, man. Jeez. Well, you know how someone has made up their mind, and that's Sutton. Finally, this is what we've been waiting for. This was a revelational moment. That's not even a word, but it was a revelation of a moment, and I was so happy because she finally ended up with Richard. Carla was excited.
I was screaming up and down.
I was like, oh my gosh. Screaming really, like, obnoxious.
I think I was half shook.
Yeah.
Just silent. But yeah, that was,
He said it's always been you. Which, like, okay, can we all just, like, play back every romantic movie and put ourselves in that position? Because I know we've all wanted that, wanted a guy to be like,
also,
it's always
the way they just met up, where were you going? To see you. What a coincidence. I was coming to see you, too.
I love a good cheesy ending, though, so I'm happy with it.
That was perfectly cheesy, it was.
Yeah. Honestly, you guys, this couldn't have played out any better for me.
She's on cloud nine.
Carla's waiting for the wedding. Yes. She's been asking for the wedding since, like, episode one, season
one.
She was
kind of hoping it would happen tonight.
Yeah. Basically, when you were like, oh my gosh, maybe she's going to propose. Maybe he's going to propose to her. I totally thought that would be the best like, season finale. But I'm kind of glad that he...
spontaneous wedding in Paris.
I'm kind of glad that he didn't propose. But... obviously, if you've been watching the show here, like, since the beginning, I've been a huge fan of, like, Richard and Sutton and their relationship. I think that their relationship is everything. And I've been rooting for them since the beginning, even while they broke up. And I'm just really happy to see them back together.
I know. It makes me really happy to see them together. And I think it was kind of a great moment to realize that Sutton realized she could have both. Yeah. And I think that was a really powerful moment with her and Oliver. And obviously his advice was just amazing because, you know, it's very rare, I think, that you would get a boss that you have that type of relationship with that, one, is going to empower you, say that you're great.
Yeah.
And, you know, give you the thanks and appreciation that you deserve.
That was the best moment.
It was.
I love seeing him sweet because we always get, like, dry, sarcastic Oliver. And then he sat her down and he was like, go get your man. And I was like, yes.
And it's just nice to kind of show, I think, obviously what the show does so well is show him that you can really have it all. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and like Oliver said, that was smart of you to think that way because people are shady and they are, they always want to put you down and just kind of like they want to walk all over you if they know you're going to be successful. They don't want to see you succeed. And I think that it was great for them to have that conversation, but then also to have someone of a higher level be like, no, you can go have your man now. Like, your success is your success.
Like, your and talent. To have your boss tell you that, like, you're great at what you do. You can, don't worry about what other people think. Like, go do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh. But that was just a great moment.
It really was.
And I'm glad that the whole wet journal thing didn't end up playing a big card in that. But also, guys...
Well, I think the journal thing is what helped her realize that she's actually really good at it. Yeah. And I'm kind of really happy that like notebook fell in the bathtub.
Right. Well, and it's kind of like, you know, what we're seeing with Jacqueline and Kat right now, where Jacqueline has to look to the younger generation to figure out this digital mm-hmm. media stuff. And not that Oliver's taste is going out of style, but like it's good to get a fresh eye every once in a while, because he has been doing this for years now. So to have someone with that fresh, keen look at something and to be able to point something out is special, and I think it's great that they're able to team up and do that together. But still no talk of this expense report, so I'm wondering if that's ever going to come. I think I'm going to write it out officially, guys. It's not happening.
I really thought it was going to come up.
I thought it was too, guys. I just don't even know.
Thrown for a loop there.
Definitely seriously. Thrown for a loop. Also, really quick, going, like, rewinding back to when Sutton went to Richard's dad's wake, and she was like, I want to support him as a friend. Were you guys worried at all that this would spark some sort of suspicion with anybody at work?
Because I was a little curious, like, his girlfriend would be like, why is you're like, the fashion department girl here? Yeah, I don't know. They work together, but how much do they interact on a daily would be my thought.
Right. And if anything, I feel like Kat should have been there, because they've worked closer this season than Sutton and him ever have.
I guess since it was under circumstances of a funeral and she's paying her respects, it can be, like, overlooked as, okay, that's really nice.
Oh, right,
nice.
Like a coworker.
But,
mm-hmm.
but still, I was, like, at first I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I feel like in a moment like that, you don't really think about what other people are thinking about from the office.
You're thinking
like,
about you're just, him and
you're
the
thinking
loss.
About that right. person and the, yeah, and the loss, and making sure that you're there for them and them knowing that you're there
Plus
for them.
Plus Jane was there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Juliet.
Yeah, I agree with what you guys are saying. Like, who's really gossiping at a funeral?
Right. I think it's because, what was her name at the beginning of the season that always, like, had something to say?
Oh, yeah. If she was there,
there'd be drama. But I mean,
glad that we haven't seen her.
Yeah, she kind of just went away. I just think that was great to kind of foreshadow and show that she was confused at the way that Richard said you've never been truly alive, and he looked over at Jessica. But, like, they were just so boring together. They didn't have a spark.
No.
I didn't like them.
Like you said, they were vanilla.
Yeah.
A vanilla.
Very vanilla.
I was over Jessica the moment that I saw Jessica. I was like, no.
Oh, she was
really?
Not Sutton.
Definitely not Sutton. Oh,
she
man.
Was a Sutton, but you know what? I was enfaced by her. I was like, Sutton.
Yeah, she totally does. Yeah. And she did. And we got the happily ever after.
And she's always been the one. Just in case
she's
you guys didn't hear that.
She's always been the one. And also, guys, if you've ever seen The Hills and Elsie had to choose Paris or the boy, Sutton got both. She got the boy or the man and Paris.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
I was like, that's kind of cool. Okay. I thought that was cool.
Carla's just too worried about the fact that Richard and her are together.
Yeah, and she's just waiting for them to get married.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, I am very satisfied with the way that this season finale ended. I feel like I am really excited. You know, some seasons you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed, or you know, this is very uplifting. I'm really excited to see where they take these storylines, especially the characters, especially Jacqueline, and what they're going to do with that. And Kat and Adina, there's so much room for development, and it's exciting.
Yeah, can't wait for next season.
Cannot wait, but what, Carla?
I was just going to point out the fact that like. Last year's season, it ended with like Sutton being the only one that had a sad ending,
right?
Because everybody else was like, Kat left with Adina, Jane left to a new job, Jacqueline was great, and Sutton like broke up with like Richard, and it was like done. And then this season, it's like the other way around.
Sutton got her happy ending,
and everybody else was like left and hanging.
That is, I like that.
I like that balance.
Bringing up great points. Well, ladies, anything you want to talk about before we get into some predictions for season 3?
I don't think so.
No.
All right, let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Also, Juliet in the booth, I want to hear your predictions because your thoughts are amazing.
I'm shook.
Krista?
Okay.
What do you think?
So, I think, as far as Jacqueline goes, I think she is... They're going to find a way to get rid of her for a little bit. Something's going to happen with the board. And, like we said, I think Kat's going to see a lot more responsibilities, which maybe, hopefully, will distract her from whatever's going on with Adina. But I think Jacqueline's gonna get her way back. Like morale's gonna go down. I think the whole magazine without her there, it's gonna be even worse off than it is now. Like any decline would like, all the employees would be mad and everyone would be upset. So I think she's going to come back. And then, yeah, I think now all I can think about is Juliet's prediction with Jane, especially with that part when, because she said, who's the first person you'd call? And it'd be the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm worried.
You're right.
So, yeah, I think maybe she doesn't pick either of them.
That would be really
But
sad.
I think eventually her and Pinstripe are going to try things again. I just don't know when.
I think you're right. Alrighty, Carla.
Well, you guys, what can I say?
I got my happy ending. We want a wedding.
I got my happy ending with Sutton and Richard, so satisfied. We can move forward with them. Jane, I honestly think that Jane is going to pick Ben in the beginning, just because she's going to go with, like, the safer
option.
And then she's going to, like what you said earlier, she's going to realize that this is maybe not the best option. And then things are, obviously, she's not, I hate to say this because Ben is a great guy, but Ben is not endgame for Jane.
No.
It's definitely going to be Pinstripe. And then Kat and Adina, I actually don't see Kadena together next season, or at least not in the beginning. I have a feeling that they're going to maybe stay apart. Maybe Adina, since she'll have her visa, she won't have to go back and she could stay in Paris for a little bit longer. And Jacqueline, Scarlett wouldn't be anything without, like, Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. So if they were to let her go, like, I totally believe what you said. Like, she would have to come back. Like, they would realize, wait a second, like, that was a big mistake. We need to ask her to come back. And then maybe she'll come back, like, stronger and be, like, more, like, you know, go
start
all the
her
way.
Own magazine on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love. I'm loving all these predictions. I think that Jacqueline's definitely not going to go down without a fight. I think this article was one of the fights that she's going to take, but she also has Richard that is one of her great friends and will vouch for her. And I think that somehow Cleo is going to get herself fired in the midst of this, because I think that she's going to be, they're going to find out false information that she provided or something sketchy there, because she's had an MO ever since she walked into the building. So I don't think that's going to go down smooth, but it definitely will be interesting. And I think, like we mentioned earlier, Kat's definitely going to step up, and I think she's going to be so focused with work. And she's not even going to be, at first it was like maybe she'll be dating around, but I think that because she's had so much change recently with, like, all the relationship stuff she's gone through, I think she's really just going to focus on her job, making digital what it needs to be. And I think maybe we might see her struggle a little bit in this role, because it is a lot of responsibility that she's going to be doing on her own and building this digital platform that they just launched, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that'll be really interesting to see. I think with Sutton and Richard, I could honestly see them getting married by the end of next season. That would definitely be something that'd be fun.
My face totally lights up.
Carla's like, yes.
And also, I see big career moves, too, because Sutton's, she's been the assistant for the longest, so she's going to start, and I could see her kind of, you know, maybe having, like, a mentorship where she where she has an intern where she's going to then be able to be like, you're my assistant or something along those lines. So we'll see that happen. And then with Jane, man, Juliet, you really got in our heads on this one.
It's like all I can think about.
I know.
Seriously.
I do see her doing what I had mentioned, which sticking with Ben and then realizing that she wants to be with Pinstripe. Only because she was single for a while. And then that's kind of, she had her, like, awakening when she met Pinstripe and then, like, was single for a little bit and then wanted a guy and then chose Ben. So I don't know if she's going to be single just yet, but I don't know. I think she'll stay with Ben and then eventually move over to Pinstripe.
To be honest with you guys, I honestly hope, I love both of them, but I do hope that she kind of goes and says, like, you know what, I need time for myself and figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot, and, like, I just need time for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Juliet, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that we're going to see Sutton and Richard be happy for a bit, because we've all been longing for that.
Please.
However, we've never really seen them, you know, now that they're out and about, everybody's going to see them together. Yeah. So there's definitely going to be some bumps and some challenges there. I think Sutton's going to be okay on her end, but I think Richard's actually undermined what that's going to mean. Him dating someone younger, him with the board. I think all these issues that have come up in the past a little bit, that everything's going to kind of come out in a bigger way.
That's a great prediction.
I like
also
that.
Let's not forget that one bathroom scene when they were all in the bathtub and he was like, you guys are way too young for me.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
too old for this.
There is a significant age difference. It's going to have some issues. Yeah.
There.
But I'm excited to see what problems we're going to have as a relationship and how they kind of, like, overcome them.
It will
together.
Be fun to see them in public.
Yes.
I can't wait. Juliet, was that it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, those I agree were... with everything that you guys say. I think I'm so excited. I'm so sad we have to wait so long.
But I know, it is so exciting that we already know it's getting picked up. Because I hate when we end a show and we just are like, well, hopefully we'll see you again.
Yeah.
So the exciting news is we get to see you guys again. Just, unfortunately, it'll be a little longer than we would like for it to be. But we love you guys so much. Thank you again for joining us every week, every Tuesday. This has been a light in my life. Mm-hmm. So thank you, ladies. And we miss you, Kia. You. We wish you were here. But before we go, where can they find you on social media, Krista?
Hey, guys, you can find me all over social media at Krista Flenge.
Carla.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in this season. I had so much fun. I hope you guys did, too. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And hey, guys, Ali Nasta here. Find me all over social media at Ali Nasta. And, of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you, hopefully, next season.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.